Welcome to Gardens for Everybody. We're here with Danielle, our registered dietitian friend and gardening colleague. What are we talking about today, Danielle?
So today we are talking about the flavor foundation, onions, garlic, and scapes.
Yes, they definitely enhance the flavor of almost everything you're ever going to cook.
And exactly. I think, not besides being delicious, I think they're nutritious.
They are very. So they're not just for seasoning, although this group definitely helps to build up that rich and diverse flavor. They're definitely nutrition powerhouses as well. Onions in particular are known for their quercetin, which is an antioxidant with anti-inflammatory and heart protective effects. They're also known for being a prebiotic, which helps to support good gut bacteria.
Remind me again.
Yeah, so in a previous episode, we talked about prebiotics. These are different from probiotics, and I often tell my clients that prebiotics are like the fertilizer, the food for your gut bacteria that are your probiotics. So we can eat foods with probiotics, live active bacterial cultures, but we need to feed those as well. That's the prebiotics that we eat.
Thank you.
And onions definitely have a significant amount of those prebiotic components. Garlic, both garlic bulbs and the green scapes that grow from the bulbs are rich in a compound called allicin, a compound with, again, antibacterial and cardiovascular benefits. Our own researchers at the University of Guelph found that most of the allicin is created within a few minutes of chopping. So there is some time considerations when you're using fresh garlic. You want to use garlic promptly after chopping to take advantage of the developing allicin compounds. However, if adding to an acid-based, if for example you're making a marinade or a salad dressing that has a vinegar or a lemon juice component, you might want to allow a brief amount of time, and probably the time that you transfer your chopped garlic from your cutting board or your garlic press into your mixture is plenty, because about 10 seconds or so is what you need for the allicin to develop before adding it to
acid-based. I have been waiting a minute or two or three.
Oh.
Crushing the garlic and then letting it sit.
Right. To breathe and rest.
And to grow allicin.
Yeah. It happens actually pretty quickly, according to these researchers. So as you're chopping away, maybe a little bit of time. I don't know that we need to go 3 minutes.
Is
pretty quick.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I've got to change that cooking habit.
You can probably be just that much more efficient in your cooking without not having to wait so long.
Now, are we saying that it degrades if we wait too long? Or is it just that, you know, so really, because 10 seconds, that's just, I'm just going to prep it and use it.
Yeah.
But is there a problem if I wait too long? Maybe we don't know that.
That's a good question. I think it could be, but definitely what the research I was reading was to make sure that you do have that compound developed. So
right. In
terms of the dynamics of it, how long is it before it's past its peak? That's a really good question.
Mm-hmm. But the important thing is chopping it up and preparing it before using
it,
I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does cooking affect allicin?
As far as I know, it does. So you may not have as rich an allicin compound if you burn or overbrown it. So, you know, when you're preparing, for example, building up a stir fry in the wok, or if you're going to stir fry leafy greens, be gentle with your garlic.
So maybe it's one of the last ingredients to go in the stir fry.
You would retain more that way.
Oh, okay. That's the opposite to how I do it.
Me too, before I read this.
Okay, well, that's really interesting to know.
What do you like to do with scapes?
I personally like to sauté them or barbecue them and treat them like asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so important to cut off the flower bud because it's far too tough for me to chew.
Well, this is not my recipe, but at Carp Market, a lady that makes a scape and feta cheese dip. And I have to say, that is the most delicious thing I've ever had with scapes. And I guess she just blends them down with feta cheese. And I really shouldn't be stealing her recipe and using it, but that is so good. It's really delicious.
It sounds like a more grown-up version of sour cream and chives.
Absolutely. Really, really good.
So I couldn't decide on just one recipe for you for your show notes today. So I thought we could link to the Garlic Growers of Ontario's recipe collection, which gives our listeners a whole host of recipes to choose from for exploring garlic, onions, and related.
I love that you've got Guelph University research, and then we've got the Garlic Growers of Ontario. That's keeping it local. I love it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll make sure to include that link in the show notes. So that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Danielle. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Gardens for Everybody. Please follow or subscribe.